Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio, where you are going to learn, apply, and pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family will not only just survive, but will thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries. Oh, my goodness, and it is such an absolute honor to have you with us today. It really is. Now, where are we going to go during our 30-minute time together? Well, we are going to start by sharing with you what the Lord shared with me a number of years ago. You are going to discover a simple strategy on how to make a huge financial step toward financial freedom right now, no matter how well or how poorly your current financial condition may be. It's going to be great. Personal experience, I promise it's going to bless you. And then, well, then you will hear from Christian author and speaker and coach John Maxwell share with us his Money Minute on how to grow yourself. Growing yourself, Money Minute, John Maxwell, it's going to be great. And God willing, we're going to have a time for a question or two. And then, well, if you are 55 years or older, if you have a cell phone and you want the best deal out there, then you're going to want to hear what we have for you from our consumer advocate friend, Clark Howard. And finally, well, finally, listen, I'm going to share with you how you can get a free Bible-based financial self-help brochure from Crown Financial Ministries just for listening today, okay? All right, so this is going to be a great 30 minutes together. And again, I am so glad and blessed that you're joining us. Now, as we start, please join me for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for meeting with us here again today. Please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us to your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. There is a guy that I know who is always banging his head against the same spiritual and financial wall. Ouch, ouch. You see, he just doesn't get it. Each month, he reads a new financial book or he attends a new get-out-of-debt seminar, but his results are always the same. Zilch, nada. No change whatsoever. And this has been going on for years now. And do you know what? His debt continues to grow along with a whole lot of personal and family frustration. Now, let me ask you, do you know somebody like that? Are you someone like that? You see, the way that he's going right now, I'm not even sure that a month of one-to-one personal coaching sessions directly with Dave Ramsey would even help at all. Now, sorry about that, Dave, but I think you get the picture. Now, what I have to tell you is that there was a time in my life when I was on a very similar path. There really was. But then everything started to change and change for the better. You see, the Lord guided me through Larry Burkett and then through Dave Ramsey to do exactly the opposite of my friend, and my debt started to go down and my peace started to go up. Now, here is what the Lord showed me, and here's the advice that I want to share with you. You see, there is a way to get out of debt and to grow your spiritual and financial peace and to grow them exponentially. And this is how it can work. You see, when you apply the advice that I'm about to share with you, I'm telling you your relationship with God and those closest to you is going to grow, your debts are going to go down, and your spiritual and your financial lifestyle is going to start to improve. I'm telling you again from personal experience, your life will quickly transform when you start to apply this simple principle. What is it? Well, here it is. Listen carefully. When you build yourself consistently, your money freedom will grow exponentially. Now, let me say that again slightly differently, but let me say it again. When you build yourself consistently, financial freedom God's way will grow exponentially. All right? Now, let me explain. You see, every level of income that you reach, well, it demands a different you. Every step along your path to financial freedom always requires a different you. You see, you can't get to be where you want to be, where the Lord wants you to be, both spiritually and financially. You simply can't get there by staying where you are right now. You see, it's really simple. The fastest way to get out of debt and to begin to enjoy financial freedom God's way is to learn and apply faster, okay? For example, ask yourself this question. What is one financial habit I know that I can start to improve right now? See, you start small, one step at a time. What is one thing that you know that you should do? You write it down, you put it on the refrigerator. And what will you write? What is that one step that you can take today? Honestly, I don't think you need me to suggest to you what that might be, because you already know, all right? You don't need help from anyone to give you any suggestions. You already know what that one step is. You just haven't decided to do it or to stick to it. Now, maybe you've tried, but maybe you've never done it. You've never gotten there. And by the way, it's really hard for me to respond when someone says that he or she is going to try to change a financial habit. Why? Well, let me show you. Let me show you. Wherever you are right now, look at something that's in front of you that you can pick up, okay? Look at something that you can reach out, put your hands on, and pick it up. Now, if you're driving your car, you keep your hands on the wheel, all right? You keep your eyes on the road and you listen. But if you're not driving, fix your eyes on something in front of you that you can pick up and hold in your hand, okay? Ready? You got it? Now, try to pick it up. What did you do? I mean, did you pick it up or did you not pick it up? Sure, you picked it up, right? And you see, it is the same way with your spiritual and your financial habits. Don't try to do it. Just start doing it. Trying to change a habit, well, that means most likely that habit is never going to change. Never going to change. See, you have to decide. You have to decide, I am finally ready to act on what I know that I should act on what I already know that I should do. It's time. I've had enough of this debt stuff. You know, I've tried it up to here, and I've had it up to here with being out of God's will in this area. I am tired of feeling guilty before God and those I love. I am no longer going to try. I am simply, prayerfully, just going to do it. Lord, please help me, because I'm just going to do it. So, what is a simple, straightforward strategy you can put into place right now to make a huge spiritual and financial difference in your life? Again, starting right now, start to and continue to grow spiritually and financially. Listen, prayerfully start right where you are with what you have, and prayerfully be faithful to the task that the Lord has given you. Build yourself consistently over time by increasing your knowledge and understanding of what God has to say about finances. And then start to apply it. Don't try to start, just do it. Take action now on one financial principle or one practical application, and stay with it until it becomes a habit. Now, how long does it take for something to become a habit? Well, those who are in the know tell us that it should take just about 3 weeks to turn any form of changed activity into a habit. And then what do you do when you form that habit? Well, you move on from there. You can and will begin to get out of debt. You can and will learn to experience financial freedom God's way. You see, the Lord and you can do it. You have hope because there is always hope in God. But you have to cooperate. You have to do your part. What you do, you start with what you have, where you are, and then prayerfully stick to what the Lord is giving you. I really love the fact that we get to share a minute with Maxwell with you each week. Remember that each time we are with this Christian author and speaker and coach during each Minute with Maxwell, you're going to gain an insight into a single word or maybe a single thought, and that insight can really add a great deal of value to you in each and every area of your walk with the Lord. Now, today on Minute with Maxwell, John Maxwell is going to share with us his thoughts on growing yourself. Growing yourself. Let's take a listen.
I would like to talk to you a minute with Maxwell today on developing yourself, growing yourself. Because really what I am is I'm in the people development business. Pretty much I walk into people's life, find out where they are, and then through serving and adding value to them, hopefully help them get better. That's what I do. I'm glad you're with me on Minute with Maxwell, because in about a minute, I can give you a thought or two that would help you to develop yourself, because I think most people would like to get better. In fact, if you really don't want to get better, you can just turn Minute with Maxwell off, because this is what Minute with Maxwell is all about, helping you get better. What we have to understand about developing ourselves and getting better is that it doesn't take brilliance and it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't even take a lot of effort, but it must be intentional. That's the word I want to implant in your mind for a moment. The fact that you don't get better automatically, you only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. And here's my word for you today on Minute with Maxwell. Here's how this works. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions. That's the great separator. To develop yourself, you've got to get out of the intending world and get into the doing world. In fact, your good intentions are good intentions, but they're worthless. Totally worthless. The most overrated phrase in the world is good intentions. I know all kinds of people, they have good intentions, but they never do good because they didn't act upon what they knew. So if you want to develop yourself and you want to get better, just act on what you've already expressed that you want to do. The moment you quit talking about it and start doing it, now you've got something. I had a friend named Randy one time who came to me and said, John, your talk talks and your walk talks. But your walk talks a lot louder than your talk talks. That's true. Become a person of action today.
Boy, oh boy, does that fit in with what we are talking about today? John is reminding us that to intentionally get better, we need to grow from a person who intends. We need to grow into a person who does. Good thoughts, good words. Thank you, John Maxwell. For many families today, particularly Christian families, education represents a sizable and an ever-increasing part of the family budget. More and more people today are concerned not only about the costs of their children's college education, but also how to send their children to private schools even during the younger years. Now, I recall that Larry Burkett once wrote that, unfortunately, few families can actually afford the costs of private schooling. But rather than face this reality, what they do is to pay for private schools and they fund the deficits by accumulating debt. Now, I certainly don't want to condemn anyone for wanting to escape the crumbling public education system in many areas of our country today. But it is important to put the burden where it belongs, and that is on God. Listen, if He wants your children in private schools, He is going to provide. And God never provides through a loan. No, He blesses you based upon what He gives you, on what you have, not on what you are able to borrow. And in addition, families that contact us, we find that over the years people get a hold of us and they ask a whole lot of questions about college students. For example, should they have credit cards? Should they have a car? What about borrowing tens of thousands of dollars to go to and continue going to school? Well, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be taking a look at many of these college funding questions. For example, here's a great one to start with. Do you think college students should be given cars and credit cards? We have an 18-year-old daughter about to go off to college, and we wondered if we should buy her a car and if we should give her a credit card for emergencies. Well, man, that's a good question that covers a lot of different points, doesn't it? Perhaps, and I got to start by saying perhaps, the best response might be, well, it depends. Well, what would it depend on? Well, it would depend completely on your daughter, on her personality, and on how well you have trained her so far. If she is going to a school where a car is necessary, well, that's one thing. But on the other hand, in my opinion, my experience, most college kids are better off without a car. It can be a huge distraction, taking time away from the time that should be spent studying. Now, in terms of the credit card, I got to believe that you need to be very careful there also. There's a true story of a daughter who went to a school, a college in another state, and mom and dad bought her a brand new convertible and gave her a credit card with no limit to be used for emergencies. Now, I got to tell you, it proved that she was a very popular young lady for at least a couple of quarters, okay? Until the parents began to get the credit card bills, that is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that card had an average of $10,000 per quarter charged on it. You see, she was lending her brand new car and the credit card to her friends, who often drove hundreds of miles to visit their friends. They were having a great time on her parents' money. Now, what you should do, I got to believe if you're going to give her a credit card, what you need to do is to set some limitations. And you really need to know your daughter. If she needs a car, well, then why not find her a car that fits her needs, not necessarily a new car? And if you give her a credit card, set some very specific rules on how she can and cannot use it. Plus, I recommend that you have her sign those rules that you both agree to. And then if she doesn't follow the rules, well, you simply recover the car and the credit card. Boy, is that a great opening question. And here's another. Bob, should we save money for my daughter's college education even though we are deeply in debt with credit cards? My husband and I can't seem to agree on this. Since my daughter is only 10, I think we should pay off our credit cards rather than start saving money for her college education. But he thinks we should start saving now. What are your thoughts? That is another great question. Mom, in my opinion, based upon God's word, I think you and your husband need to learn to deal with first things first. How so? Well, history shows that it is likely not going to do you any good to start saving money for your daughter's college if you're already deeply in debt with credit cards. Ultimately, you have to work on the highest priority first, and I would suggest that would be to get rid of your credit card debt. Now, I suggest both of you sit down and prayerfully agree to pay down the debt and then start saving for college. And then when it's time for her to go to school, if you don't have enough money set aside, well, then you need to take a look at some other alternatives. For example, one option might be for her to go to a local community college for a year or two while you continue to save money for the last couple of years, okay? Now that may not be the best plan for her social life, but it certainly may be the best plan for your budget. In my opinion, you have an obligation to your creditors to pay them back even prior to saving money for your college. Now that is another great, great question. Let's see, how are we doing on time? Yes, I believe we have time for one more, okay? Here is our final question for today. Reverend Louder, do you believe that it is a good idea for children to work their way through college, or should their parents pay for all of it? Well, now I have to tell you, this is going to be a question that's really going to get the attention of both parents and children alike. Wouldn't you agree? Well, what's a good response, a good Bible-based response to this question? First off, I would submit that this question is not generally an either-or situation. You see, if you have the money to pay your children's way through college, you may not be doing them the greatest service to simply pay for everything that they want. It just may be to their long-term benefit for you to require your children to help cover at least some of their college expenses, to have them work, for example, part-time while they're going to school, and even have a couple of part-time jobs or a full-time job during the summer. I think you would agree with me. It's been my experience, and I think you would agree, that most of us, most of the time, well, we tend to appreciate things more if we have to pay for some or all of those things using our own money. Wouldn't you agree with that? But remember this, all of our children are different, and the same advice will never likely apply across the board. So I would say in general, it's a good principle that children should work for what they get, to some degree anyway. And by the way, not only while they're in college, but even back when they are in high school. You see, according to the people who keep the records and who keep the data at our colleges and universities today, these folks are going to tell us that there are a lot of children in college today simply because their parents are footing the bill, and they're having a good time on their parents' money. And if they had to pay for even a small part of their own costs, many of them would probably and should probably drop out. Now, I recall back when I went to college, my family wasn't rich by any sense of the word, but they did have the resources to send me to the University of Nebraska. That's because my dad was stationed in Nebraska. We could get in-state tuition. So what happened was they paid for my tuition, my room and board, books, and all of my meals, and that was fantastic. So what didn't they pay for? Well, I had to get a part-time job to cover my personal expenses, such as dating, gas and maintenance for my car, and all of my clothing. Now, honestly, this turned out to be a great deal for me, and I believe it was a great deal for my parents as well. You see, I received both a great education and some great work experiences. Proverbs 16:26 says this, "A worker's appetite works for him." You see, if your children are required to earn at least part of their own way, their education is likely to seem more precious to them in the future. Some children probably are not going to appreciate this initially, but later on when they look back on it, they're going to look back on it with a sense of accomplishment. After all, Proverbs 12:24 tells us that the hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. What's the bottom line? Well, I would submit this, that even if you can't afford it, I believe the Bible shows us that our children will gain even more than a good education if you require them to cover at least some of their educational expenses. All right? Okay. Well, these are three great college-related questions, and we're going to take a look at a couple of more next week, so don't miss it. If you are 55 years old or older, if you have a cell phone, and you want the best possible deal out there, then consumer advocate Clark Howard has some great news for you. You see, as you know, choosing the best cell phone plan can be a complicated task. There are so many to choose from. And depending upon your needs, the best plan for someone else may not be the best plan for you. Now, no matter what your age, Clark suggests, no matter what your age, if what your goal is to simply reduce your current cell phone cost, well, then Clark and his team suggest that you check out a prepaid phone plan, or you consider dropping unlimited data. But then he goes a little deeper for us. He and his team reviewed more than 100 different cell phone plans to help identify the best plan if you're 55 years old or older. And the three main factors that he and his team considered were price, network reliability, and consumer satisfaction. Now, what did they find? Well, if you are 55 years old or older, Clark came up with two top plans. These two plans, each of them include unlimited talk and unlimited text, but limited data in order to stay at a low monthly price. Now, according to Clark, these two plans also offer discounts and services to anyone 55 years old and older. So what are the top two cell phone plans for seniors, according to Clark Howard? Well, number one, at the top of the list, is Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular. And then the second on the list, is T-Mobile Magenta 55 Plus. So, Clark's top choice for 55 plus year olds that have a cell phone, want to get the best deal, top choice is Consumer Cellular. And his second choice is T-Mobile, is a T-Mobile plan called Magenta 55 Plus. There you have it, my friend. According to Clark Howard and his team, if you are 55 or over, you ought to check out Consumer Cellular and T-Mobile Magenta 55 Plus for your cell phone plan, okay? Oh, man. Thank you again, Clark Howard. Well, there you have it. Another great 30 minutes with the Lord on how He would have you and I better steward, better manage all that it is He places into our hands. Remember, we started off where you discovered a very simple, a very straightforward strategy that you can put into place right now to help make a huge spiritual and financial difference in your life. Remember, that strategy is to build yourself consistently over time by increasing your knowledge and understanding of what God has to say about finances, and then start to apply what it is that you learn. Remember, don't try, just do it. Start right where you are with what you already have, with what you already know, and then be faithful to the task that the Lord has given you. John Maxwell followed up with his thoughts on growing ourselves. Remember, we must be intentional as we prayerfully work to grow. But more than that, John Maxwell says that we must grow from a person who intends to become a person who does. Again, we are to start where we are with what we know and then prayerfully move forward. And then we had several great questions about how to provide a college education for our children. And we suggested that it is possible for our children to gain more than just a good education if they are required to cover at least some of their educational expenses. And finally, consumer advocate Clark Howard suggested two great cell phone plans for everyone 55 years old and older. Recall that his first choice is Consumer Cellular, and his second choice is T-Mobile Magenta 55 Plus. Now, I'd like to give you two other final thoughts as we close. First, the Lord has had this Financial Freedom God's Way radio program going for, just not quite a year yet. And it's been a whole lot of fun for all of us, and I'm praying that you're finding it helpful as well. One way we can begin to get a real feel as to just how beneficial this program is to you and to a whole lot of other folks is to have you get in touch with us. So if you would give us a call at 828-835-0888, that's 825-835-0888, if you would give us a call and give us your name and address, then what I'm going to do is send along to you a great free resource from Crown Financial Ministries. Now, what would that free resource be? Well, it is a great brochure that walks you through the ins and the outs of buying both a home and a car. It really is a fantastic resource, and it's going to be yours at no charge. All you have to simply do is to give us a call. You're going to get the resource, and we're going to be able to get a measure of how effective our program is. And by the way, you can also email us through our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Now, either way, you're going to get the free resource, and we're going to get some feedback. It's a real win-win situation for both of us. Oh, and by the way, we keep all your personal information strictly confidential. So, either way, give us a call at 828-835-0888, or you can send us an email through our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Now that does wrap up our time together, so let's close just as we opened, and that is worth a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come. To your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we're going to see you next time for your Financial Freedom God's Way Radio.